not woke. Make that clear. Awake, not woke.
Hello and welcome, initiates, to another episode of the Awake Not Woke podcast. My name is Sarah, and this is episode 35, and we're going to be talking about manifestation and the law of attraction. We come at this from multiple different angles. Chas talks about the mental aspect in a lot of ways, and then, of course, we talk about it in the spiritual aspect and cover what you can do from all angles when it comes to manifestation. So I think you're going to really enjoy this episode. It's also a really good episode to have in between our last episode with Radical Responsibility. And next week, we're going to be talking about multiverse theory. So it's really interesting how all of these topics can relate to each other in sometimes surprising ways. So I think you're going to enjoy this one in a moment. But before we get onto that, give us a follow on Instagram at Awake Not Woke Podcast. On Twitter, we are at Awake Not Woke Pod. And we have a website, awakenotwokepodcast.com. If you don't do social media, we have a contact page on our website, so you can email us through there. If you have any questions, information for us, whatever you may have, reach out. We love to hear from you. And if you have an iPhone, make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We would really appreciate it. It helps get our podcast out to more people. Shows were legit. So it would be amazing if you did that. And of course, make sure to subscribe and follow on whatever app you're using. Oh, Spotify has ratings now too. So I should probably tell you to also give us a rating on Spotify if that's what you're using to listen to us. So not just iPhone users anymore. Everybody, leave us a rating. And make sure you subscribe. Our episodes come out every Sunday at 4:44 a.m. Eastern time. So don't miss out on those. Make sure you're followed so you can get notifications when they come out. If you find yourself listening on the regular and you want to support us, check out our Value for Value merch shop. All of that links are in the show notes, so you can always just go and tap down there to check it out. But we have lots of cool merch. You can donate to the show. We are a Value for Value podcast, so we don't take ads or anything like that. And that would help keep us going and help us save for new equipment, all types of stuff, if you put some value back into this podcast. Chas, my lovely co-host, also has a Etsy shop where she sells jewelry, apparel, all kinds of cool handmade stuff. Her Etsy is 5D Impressions. That is also in the show notes, so just go check those links out. It would be much appreciated. And without further ado, let's get into the episode, episode 35 of Manifestation and Law of Attraction of the Awake Not Woke podcast. Enjoy. Hey, welcome back to Awake Not Woke podcast. This is Chas and Sarah.
Hello.
And today's episode is going to be about the concept of the law of attraction and manifestation. So manifestation is like a huge, it's been all of this has been around literally forever, but I feel like it's a real big like buzzword. You know, I felt like especially the spiritual community, it's a lot about manifest your life you want, manifest this, manifest that. But what does that even mean? How do you do it? And like, what? Just what?
Just what? Yeah. No, that's a great question. And honestly, when I was doing my notes for this episode, the listeners and you know, I like to kind of try and start from the beginning and get like a basic understanding of what we're talking about before we dive into my opinions or Chas's opinions or just our discussion on things. So I did that with this episode, and I first tried to define manifestation or manifesting. And there were a lot of different ways of defining manifestation or manifesting. And most of them, oh my God, I dropped my phone. Sorry about that. A lot of the definitions were not what I expected them to be. And at first made me think like, am I just like using this word wrong? Mm-hmm. But I'm not. And I think a lot of the definitions were just more like literal uses of this word. So first I looked up manifest, and I didn't write down all of the definitions because some of them were just really not even relevant. Yeah. But manifest as an adjective is clear or obvious to the eye or mind. Synonyms for this could be obvious, obviously, apparently. So it was the manifest failure in the business or the manifest success in the business. Like the obvious what's going to happen type deal. And then I looked up manifesting. And as a verb, there were a few different definitions. One of them was display or show by one's act or appearance or demonstrate. There was also be evidence of or prove, and then become apparent through appearance of symptoms. So the disease manifested in the person. That would kind of be what we're talking about. And that is kind of what we are going to be talking about in this episode, is that sort of manifestation, the thing that appears and you only know it has appeared because of the events that take place when it begins appearing. And in the spiritual community, manifesting is purposely manifesting your internal beliefs, dreams, desires, needs, or whatever, through thoughts and energy and meditation and whatnot. And we'll get into all of that on how to do it, ways to do it, examples of doing it. But that is kind of like your basic, what is manifesting? It's something that literally just appears, and not just figuratively. I mean, you could manifest positive energy, but that's kind of what the law of attraction is. So the law of attraction is kind of a law that governs manifestation.
Yeah.
And it is the idea that like frequencies attract each other. And so positive thoughts attract positive thoughts. And I was really interested in this because we've talked a lot about the concept of opposites attracting, but the law of attraction kind of says the opposite of that. But I think it's important to understand the nuances of it, because the whole idea of opposites attract is the idea that there are dualistic forces that exist in nature, and they attract each other because they balance each other out. So when you try and put two ends of a magnet that are the same pole, they push each other away. But when you put the opposite ends together, they literally attract together. So how does the law of attraction say the opposite? In that aspect, I believe the law of attraction has this opposite rule. And the way I understand the law of attraction isn't as much so that you are attracting something that is going to balance you out. Rather, you are aligning yourself with a possibility, an outcome, a desire, and you're aligning your truth and your vibrations to that outcome's vibrations.
Yeah. Another way that I understand it, which is the exact same thing as you're saying, just kind of different words to describe it, is manifestation is the result of reprogramming your subconscious to align with your conscious mind. So I have a whole bunch of stuff on that I'll get into at some point, but it's not so much the idea that if I think about this, I get this. It's allowing yourself to understand that this energy that we're talking about is exactly what you're made of. And not only are you made of it, but you are a tool of that power. So it's the exact same thing, just broken down into different descriptions of more from like a mental perspective, I suppose.
Yeah. And something else about this manifestation, law of attraction topic that I wanted to point out early on in this conversation is when you go down this rabbit hole, this mindset, you will find a lot of people who refrain from using the word God. And I think that's important to point out early, because something that I've realized and live by or try to live by is that you can manifest whatever you want. First of all, you can literally manifest whatever you want. And what you want and what you think you want isn't always what's best for you or what you need. Mm-hmm. And there is certain ways to know that you are going to be manifesting things that are valuable to you on a spiritual level versus things that are valuable to your ego. So although I have no issue with calling God the universe or the source or all energy, people refrain from using the word God because it sounds very religious and it also sounds like you're talking about a dude. And when you think about manifesting, but you also want to, quote, keep your eyes on God and keep God as your highest purpose, a lot of times those things don't seem compatible. But what I've come to understand is that they are absolutely compatible, and you can still manifest your own desires while keeping your eyes on the highest truth. The only difference is on the path of manifesting. When you are keeping your eyes on that highest truth, you're going to be manifesting a lot more. I don't want to say a lot more hardships, but you're going to be manifesting situations in your life that are going to help propel you into higher spiritual levels. So that's not always going to be easy, great, lots of money, lots of great things. It's going to be the more valuable on a spiritual level route. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think too, in regards to manifesting, because I think what you said is definitely very applicable and very true. I think also that's kind of one of those like life lessons sort of a thing where manifestation is really intentional. And you, with what you were saying, you're intending to have, you know, like wisdom or something, but the road to wisdom isn't, you know, surrounding yourself with the best people and having all these great things. Learning wisdom is about going through those hardships. And I think that when you're using the law of attraction and manifestation, you know, all of that in conjunction, you definitely could find yourself on a road where you might encounter some hardships or some tough lessons to learn and go through. But I think also you can have it be something good, you know. I think it's all about the outlook, which is why I really appreciate looking at this from a mental perspective as well, because we are in this 3D whatever. And even though this law of attraction is very universal and godly, meaning that it's kind of outside of us, we can still very much use it because we are made of that. So
yeah,
and not using God, I mean, that's literally in every concept is not using the word God, because it does imply this religious connotation or sexual gender, whatever connotation you want to take it. But what I understand about God in relation to this is that this force, this energy, this power that you're using to do this manifestation, that is God. And this is where the we're all God's children comes into play, because that power is God. And the reason that we are instruments of that power is because we're a piece of it.
Totally.
So it's not this like, it is a source that you're drawing from in a sense, but when you're manifesting, you're not pulling something out of somewhere else. You're getting it from that power that you innately already have that is God-given.
For sure. I love all of that. That is totally true. And I just think that we'll get into more of like how to do it in a second, but I think that when you are learning manifestation, this also leads you into more magic subjects. We have more witchcraft, spell work type stuff, manifestation meditations. There's a lot more manipulation and energy work that goes with this subject. But at the same time, a Christian, a good Christian who genuinely is just trying to be the best person they can be and they keep their eyes on God, are going to be inadvertently manifesting the best scenarios or the most growth opportunity scenarios because they have their focus on God. And that kind of leads us to, how do you even do manifestation? So there's a lot of important aspects to it that all manifestation has in common. And you can find a million YouTube videos, courses, life coaches that will teach you how to manifest anything in your life. You can find all kinds of different step-by-step programs on how to be a manifester. But when it all comes down to it, you have your focus, your thoughts, visualization, energy, action. Those are all going to be part of the manifestation process. And the key comes down to your individual ability to align yourself with the reality you are looking for. So the way you do that is through believing and focusing your thoughts and actions as if you already have it as or you're going to get it.
Yeah. And I think another component to that is if you maybe you're having a hard time living as if. That's like a phrase that I hear a lot in the manifestation law of attraction community. Yeah. Live as if. But another way that you can phrase it, I'm somebody that I could hear the same thing, but if I hear it just a little bit differently, sometimes it hits different. You know,
for sure.
It makes things a little bit more digestible for me. So if I'm not using the phrase live, you know, whatever, like live as if, you're aligning with your goal. So living as if just means that you are adding that emotional like piece of it. You're feeling it. When you're living as if something, you're living it. Like you feel all the feelings that you would have if you were doing that. So if that seems like too big of a piece to bite off and chew, understand that you just have to connect your heart with it, your emotions, and what would it feel like to live that way. And you work to embody that feeling and that energy every day. And it's a practice and it's hard, but it's definitely worth it. And you will see results, no doubt.
Yeah. And it also depends on how big or small or whatever you're trying to manifest or what exactly you're trying to manifest. Because, and this it all sounds very woo-woo when you talk about this kind of stuff, but there isn't actual like, I don't want to say science, but there is a way of looking at this concept that makes it a lot more practical and not so woo-woo, because it sounds like, oh, like just you'll attract your desires, just be aligned with your goals. Like it's all very abstract. But when it comes down to it, and we've talked about this concept a million times before, we're all energy. Everything is energy. Everything is just vibrating atoms that are mostly empty space. And reality is not what it seems. Reality is a lot more pliable and able to be manipulated than it seems. So what does it mean to align with your goal or align with your intention? Your intention and your thoughts behind that intention are all energy and they're all vibrations. So if you have vibration and your thoughts have vibration, and then somewhere in the future or in an alternate universe, which we'll talk about in the next episode, there is a version of you that already exists in that desire or in that future, or maybe not a version of you, but there is a future that exists with your desire in it. So that future or that currently non-existent reality also has a vibration and a frequency and an energy. So if we can align our energy to mismatch our current environment and match our desired environment, the universe or God will conspire to bring that vision to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the key, and I think a lot of like TikTok manifestors can just kind of gloss over this, is action is necessary. You can't just like make a vision board and just stare at that vision board every day.
Mm-hmm.
And like the one that I can think of, because it is very relevant to my life, is like you want to be a business owner. You want to own a nail salon. You want to own a restaurant. You want to own a storefront. You want to do something where it's your business. So you make the vision board. You come up with all the interior design. You like really see yourself working in that, let's say, restaurant. But do you have restaurant experience? Do you know what initial upfront cost goes into getting a restaurant done? Do you know what what you would be cooking. Do you know what kind of restaurant you want? Do you know how to get a legal business going, or how to do business banking, or how to file your taxes? Do you know any of these things? Because if the answer is no, there is action you can be taking so you can let God or the universe know that you're fucking serious, that is more powerful and will more align you with that desire than just like thinking about it all the time.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, meditation and visualization is very powerful. And if you're manifesting, let's say you need a new car and you meditate on it, you know you want a car with this amount of mileage, maybe you want a car that's better in the snow, because that's, again, relevant to me. And you meditate on it and you say, I'm going to look in the ads every day for the next week and I will find a used car that fits my needs in the next week. You'll probably manifest that, honestly. Mm-hmm. But that is a lot smaller. It's a lot more immediate. And you're still doing action. You're still looking. Exactly.
And I think one big component, and I'm coming at this from a very, like I said, kind of more of a mental outlook. So it's still spiritual. And it's the exact same thing that you're saying. Have you ever heard of Bob Proctor? Do you know who he is?
I've heard the name.
Okay. So what's the age demographic that listens to our episode? Do you know?
It's all over the place. We have younger men and older women.
Okay.
And it's like mostly above the age of like 23.
Okay. So there's a good chance that the majority of people listening to this have heard of Bob Proctor, or at least some of the tenets of what he teaches. But he really comes at this from the idea that, yes, the action is required. You can't just visualize it. Like I said, you have to feel it. You have to attach it to your heart. But how do you do that? You reprogram your mind. So if you don't think that you're capable of going out and learning all of the information to be a restaurant business owner, you won't. But if you start to consider what you are consciously thinking about, are you saying every day, oh, I can never do that. Oh, I could never do that.
Yes.
And also in your conscious brain is attached to your five sense reality. So if everything around you is making these five senses vibrate at a level of I can't do this, then that's exactly what your subconscious is going to receive and is going to remember. And that's when you get into habitual behaviors, because whatever is in that subconscious is what you're doing without even thinking about it. So even though you want the business, if you have in your subconscious that you don't know any of these things, you're not capable of learning a new skill, you've never done it before, it's way too hard, then that's what you're going to totally manifest.
Totally. And I really resonate with that, because for me, I was able to begin reprogramming my brain when I started hula hooping, because I've never been very graceful. I'm pretty fucking clumsy. I'm too much of a Virgo to focus on like the giant chair that I'm about to walk into, and I'm very clumsy. So when I considered starting hula hooping, I was like, I'm probably not going to be good at this. I'm just really bad. I'm really clumsy. I've got a fucked up hand. Like, my wrist doesn't work right. Like, I just couldn't do it. But then I got the hula hoop and I started working really hard to learn tricks, and I got one, and then I got another, and then I got another, and then I realized, yeah, it's not convenient to have a fucked up wrist, but I just got to learn new ways of doing things that work for me. And that allowed me to, luckily, when I was very young, start to reprogram my brain so I doesn't work like that anymore. And there's still a lot more growth on that, but I continue looking at my life as something that I am creating and that I have the ability to create. Unlike my dad, who I'm in the background of Awake Not Woke, Chas and I are both starting businesses. We're doing lots of fucking stuff. And I recently decided to tell my dad, give him a little update about my life. Still didn't tell him about the podcast. That's besides the point. But I just gave him a little update, and his immediate response was, oh, Sarah, yeah, you're doing that. Are you sure that's going to do this bad thing? And that's going to do this other bad thing. And are you sure that this bad thing might happen? And this other bad thing, and this other bad thing, which are all very possibilities. And it is possible that things could go the wrong way, or that there'll be hiccups, or we'll make mistakes. It's actually pretty fucking certain that all those things are going to happen. But the thing that's not stopping me is I know I can get through them, and I know I can accomplish this. If other people can do it, there's no reason I can't do it. So my dad, who has ended up in a place in his life where he's not exactly the happiest. He doesn't have all the things he wish he had in life. And he has lived his life afraid to take that risk because he believed he truly couldn't do it or this, that, and the other thing. And I think the really interesting thing about my dad in particular is I don't even think he believed he couldn't do it, but he came up with other reasons why it wouldn't happen. And I think a lot of people can resonate with like the, oh, I'm just not good enough, or I'm very much a perfectionist. We were talking about this off mic, how like you don't even want to start something if you're not going to be great at it.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, but I will, I remember when my boyfriend and I started dating, we'd play Super Smash with his friends, and I literally bought the game and would practice in private because I didn't want to be terrible. And a lot of people can resonate with that, but if you're saying like, oh, well, I can't quit my job and start a business because I wouldn't have health insurance. I can't do that because I don't have enough money in the bank. I can't do that because it would just be really risky and I'm making a lot of money at my current job. Like, there's always excuses.
Mm-hmm.
But every entrepreneur, and that's just the example we're using here, every entrepreneur has that moment where they're not ready and they have to leap anyway. And just trust that there's a fucking parachute below or a trampoline or some shit that's going to catch their fall. Because if they never take that jump, it's never going to happen.
Totally.
So, yeah, I totally agree with that. And the mindset is huge. But like you said, there's also this spiritual side of it, which I think it's really interesting and powerful to play on both of those sides.
Mm-hmm.
Because from a like life coach manifestation type, like literal mindset type psychology thing, all of that is true. But then you could also introduce in spiritual action. So that's where witchcraft and spell work really comes into play, because there are the things that like building a business or whatever, anything literal you can manifest, anything literal in your future. You want to buy a house, you want a new car. You can manifest that money, you can manifest that thing, but you can also use spell work to energetically boost your intentions, and that counts as action as well. Whether you are like, if like, again, we've said you're starting a business, there are like literal things you can do to take action to attract that business, but there are also energetic things you can do that will add to that attraction.
Yeah. And I think the spirituality feeds your subconscious. So while they're two sides of the same coin, they're also the same exact thing. Like,
yeah, just
exactly. Because you're coming at it from a literal perspective makes it no less spiritual, and vice versa. So spell work, yes, can boost all these things. Maybe you carve out candles, or you make herb jars, or
exactly.
You know, you do tarot spreads or all of those things. But what you're actually doing with those tangible things is seeping into that subconscious brain. So whether you're making a vision board or carving out a candle, you're still attacking that subconscious.
And exactly.
Your subconscious is your heart. I mean, it's not just the mind. Like, I think when we think about conscious, subconscious, it gets into this, like you said, very psychological perspective. But your subconscious is your heart.
Yeah,
and
totally.
What's your heart? It's your soul. It's your spirit. Like, that's that piece of you that...
That's why you let Jesus into your heart.
Exactly. So, I mean, two sides of the same coin. It's just different ways of phrasing it. And that's why I was personally really excited for this, because I knew for sure that you would come at it from like that very spiritual like angle, which I love and I'm down with. And that's a part of me too. But I also know that there are other people like me.
Totally.
That type of delivery, when you are in like, when you're in the pits, and you really want this thing and you don't know how to get there, telling someone to like sit down and meditate or like carve out a candle, they're going to be like, fuck you.
No,
like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So I think it's really important to be able to have these literal steps that you can take, knowing that it's the same shit, just
for
a different
sure.
day.
And I think that vice versa is true too. There's super woo-woo spiritual girls mm-hmm. who are out there like carrying around the rose quartz and wondering why they haven't gotten a boyfriend yet or whatever.
Because that heart.
Exactly. And there are people who are going to resonate with the spiritual side
yep.
and then hear the literal side and be like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are going to be people who resonate with the literal side, but they like keep working and failing and working and failing. And they're like, why isn't my manifestation working? And they need to hear the spiritual side and
yep.
get aligned with the true purpose. Because if you're missing any aspect of that, it might work, but it's not going to work how you want it to, or yeah. you hoped it would.
And the reason you need both too, or at least I believe, I mean, this isn't like written anywhere, it might be, is because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So, and what I mean by that is I am energy packed into this meat suit. So it's very essential that you have both components. And I started from the spiritual woo-woo side and made my way to this literal side. I didn't start with a reprogrammed brain when I was a teenager.
For sure.
I had to do that myself as an adult, because that's the only, that's all I knew was the spiritual woo-woo side. I didn't know that there was a facet of me that needed that attention and that nurturing and that literal reprogramming. So I'm really excited to talk about all this, because it's definitely relevant to both of our lives, but I think it'll also, I hope, help people get a good glimpse into the steps you can take to achieve the literal and spiritual manifestation of yourself.
Totally. And when I say that hula hooping helped me begin to reprogram my brain, it was a very early, like, beginner level revelation. But I think that's also why I gravitated towards witchcraft, because I had been hearing all this, like, change your life in easy steps, just like work your way, manifest. Like, I'd started hearing all these things and I didn't know what the fuck to do. Like, it was too grand of a task to even begin those baby steps into literally changing my mindset and my life, that witchcraft was more appealing, because I could use all the pent up energy and spirituality I had inside of me and channel that into something that was symbolic of that energy, mm-hmm. but still I could hold it, I could feel it. And that's why I loved candle magic and spell jars, because I could figure out what I wanted, put that intention into something that I could see and feel and touch, and then allow that manifestation to happen through my spell work as well as in the real world.
Yep.
It seemed less intimidating to me than to just fucking do it. And that's why I think that there can be a lot of benefit if you have already heard about this topic, but you find yourself either on the woo-woo scale or the literal side, you can benefit from adopting a more neutral standpoint and going at it from the middle and mm-hmm. taking in both these aspects. Spell work is powerful, don't get me wrong, but being just practical and taking that action now and not waiting for your spell to be complete or waiting for the full moon, those are both very powerful things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think one other, what you said about spell work being tangible, that's exactly why I loved folk magic and all of that so much, was because it gave me something visual that I could focus on, and I didn't have to put so much power into, you're still doing that mental side, but it took less visualization for that time,
for sure,
because it was already right in front of me. And really, spell work, I mean, it's the same thing as prayer. Energy is not
definitely
created or destroyed, right? It just is, like, we know this. So what's the movement of energy? Prayer, spell work, intention, all of these things. That's how you move into these places. So come at it from any angle you want to, but understand that action that Sarah keeps bringing up is the movement of energy. And sometimes that's literal, whether it be, I need to physically get this book, open it up, read it, digest information, or sometimes it's internal. It's this movement of your perspective, your senses. Who are you surrounded by? What are you watching? What are you thinking about? What are you reading? That's the movement of the energy that equals the action that is very much so important for you to get the results you want through manifestation using the law of attraction.
Totally. And so let's break down what we would do to manifest something. So for me, I would break manifestation, like intentional manifestation, down into kind of four steps. They're not like set in stone or anything like that.
I love that you have steps. It's so Virgo of you.
I know. And I think I don't even know, like, they're not like written out in steps, but this is kind of what I would do to tackle a manifestation of some sort. So doesn't matter what it is, whether you want a thriving future or you just need a car or whatever it is. So first I would choose my intent and I would focus on that intent. So it would be intention and then focus. Mm-hmm. Your intention is whatever you're trying to manifest, and that can be as abstract as being happy or as literal as a car. And you would focus on that intention. So I have a few things written down about focus, because your focus and your intention are kind of the same. They're like interchangeable in ways, but I think they're slightly different. And I came up with, I'm sure there's way more than this, but I came up with three scenarios of things you would focus on. So if you focus on ego desires, you can manifest things, but there might be a catch. So I just wanted to put that in there because I think there's a lot of, again, there's a lot of courses and shit out there about manifestation, but a lot of those may fall into the category of teaching you how to manifest from your ego. And when you manifest from your ego, you're going to be manifesting a lot of literal material things, and there's not going to be a lot of good intention behind it. And I say good with like air quotes, because what is good? But when you're manifesting from your ego, it's going to be things you think you want and things that you think are going to make you happy and that your ego convinces you you're going to make you happy. But your ego is stuck in this third dimension and it doesn't really go much farther than that. You exist in this realm. And if you are manifesting a lot of money and you just go to school to manifest a lot of money, you go into accounting or investment or whatever, and you manifest a lot of money, you might get there and you might still be fucking unhappy. Mm-hmm. Or you might manifest like a hot wife or whatever, and you might fucking hate her. Or you might manifest a big house and a nice car, or you might manifest a trip to the Bahamas or something that you were wanting. And those things might happen, but then you might come back and you forgot to pay your rent and your fucking power's out or some shit. Like, there might be a catch. I'm not saying there's going to, but if you're aligned with the ego, chances are there's going to be a catch. If you focus on your soul purpose, you will be guided to find whatever that is. So sometimes we just don't know what we want to do, and we want to be guided to whatever's going to fulfill us the most. And you can genuinely just try and manifest your soul purpose. And as long as you are still taking action, still having that intention, even though you don't know exactly where you're going, that will still probably work out in your favor.
Yeah.
And we'll get to how to actually do action in a second. And then third, I said, if you focus on God, you will probably be guided to whatever experience you need. So little slightly different between the last two, because your soul purpose is still going to be focused on you as an individual piece of the collective. You're still this starseed being that decided to incarnate into the third dimension, and you came here with a reason and you came here with an intention, and you want to be guided to whatever it is. But if you focus on your just on straight up just God and divinity, but then you also manifest like what you would like. Does that make sense? Your soul purpose is kind of like, I don't know what I want to do. But then if you want to stay focused on God and manifest in God whatever you desire, it's kind of like the ego manifestations, but with that highest intention involved. So you will be guided to those things without worrying too much about a catch. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think, you know, you can manifest a relationship with God by taking the action or that movement or that prayer, literally, by choosing to do that every day. And one thing that you should not forget is that you're still that piece of God. So even when it feels like I need to manifest this, you know, this God or this God energy, You're actually using that God energy to manifest whatever you want to anyways.
Totally. This is just commenting on the focus, though, because you're totally right. And it's not like you can even ever be without God, honestly. Mm-mm. Oh my God, that was a noise. But when you are trying to consciously and purposefully manipulate your life and energy around you to your best desire, those are kind of some examples of where your focus can lie. And I generally recommend the last two. Don't don't go just manifesting money for the heck of it, because karma is a thing. And if you're always focused on that materialistic side of things, you're going to get a lot of materialistic bad things happening as well.
But also don't forget that you did come here to live in abundance.
For sure.
So, I mean, you should manifest your money. You should manifest that business.
But that's where remembering that you are still that piece of God, and remembering that you still have that all God-fearing mentality where we are just God experiencing this small divine slice. As long as you're remembering that, I think you can manifest whatever the fuck you want. It's when you're manifesting from the ego and saying like, I'm so fucking powerful, I want this, then you get in trouble because you're manifesting from that low vibrational place. It's kind of like the genie. And when you wish with a genie, there's always a catch, because when you're making a wish with a genie, you're kind of just looking for something easy and quick and materialistic. You're not just like working hard to earn whatever it is you're trying to manifest.
Yeah.
Okay. So intention, focus, and then the action part is you have to visualize and then you have to take the action. So visualization can be anything from meditating and just picturing yourself in the future. It can be following people on social media that are already doing what you'd like to do, or watching YouTube videos of people already doing what you'd like to be doing. You can make vision boards. I know we kind of shit on them a little bit, but they're helpful. They are helpful.
And I did not.
I mean, we kind of just said like, don't just make a vision board. You're like, I did.
Oh, I thought you meant the last episode.
No.
When we were talking about how they were like cringy or whatever. I was like, I did not. I am pro vision board. But yes, don't just make the vision board and sit on totally, your couch and look at
totally.
It.
Totally. Yes. But they can be helpful because they can help you see everything you will have when this comes true. You can. I think I said everything that I have written down. Yeah. But lots of different ways. Talking about it. Oh, that's the other thing. Talking as if you are already there. I do that a lot when I like text you and be like, one day I'm going to have goats and you're going to come over and this is going to happen. Like, that's helpful. But it helps. Or like speaking to others, be like, yeah, in a couple of years, I'm going to be really busy because I'm going to have my future that I want. And just talking as if it's already happened. The 2 years from now, you're going to have that thing. You're going to have that business. You're going to have that house. That can help solidify this energy into manifestation and help visualize that future for you.
And that's why it's so important to remember who you're surrounding yourself with, because if you surround yourself, and I'm not just talking about people, I'm talking about content. Like you said, follow people that are already on that same, you know, wavelength or goal or intention or ideology that you want to resonate with. But if I was someone that shit on you every time you said you wanted a goat, like, I'm probably not going to be the best person for you to surround yourself with for the purpose of manifesting the life of your dreams.
Totally. And I feel like surrounding yourself with people who are in alignment with your future as well is a huge part of taking action. Mm-hmm. Because if you are a partier and you're surrounded by people who just get drunk all the time and you decide you don't want to do that anymore, but you stay friends with those people. And I'm not saying like you have to like kick everybody out of your life forever.
No.
But if you're friends with a bunch of people who aren't actively trying to manifest their way out of a party lifestyle, it's going to be a lot harder for you to get yourself out of that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So sometimes choosing to distance yourself from people who are not in alignment with the vibrations that you are looking for is going to be a huge step into actually aligning yourself with that future.
Yeah.
So we talked about visualization. Now we're talking about action. And this is like the final step. I think this is one of the most important steps, because this is showing the universe, God, that you are serious about this manifestation. So like we've already said quite a few times, you can take literal steps. You can take steps to increase the positive people around you to make your space more conducive to the future, whether that's just simply cleaning up or whether that is investing in equipment that you will need for your business, or decluttering your space so you have room to bring a significant other if you're looking for a partner. would you look around your house and say, yeah, I'd love to have a partner over here? Or do you look around your house and say, like, I would never bring somebody home? That energy, it plays a huge role into what's actually going to come about for you. Mm-hmm. And action can also be spell work. Action can be writing down to-do lists, writing out plans, journaling about your future and how you're going to get there, journaling about things that have already happened, successes you've had, recording your wins. These are all things that can align with the future. And if it's not a literal thing you're manifesting, it's not like a business or a house or things that you can literally take steps to get to, there's still lots of actions that you can be taking. So that's like kind of how I would break down manifestation. You got to get your attention, you got to focus on it, and then you have to visualize yourself in that intention, and you have to take action towards that intention.
Yeah. And my understanding of it is the literal exact same. I'm just using different words.
For sure.
And that's why I really was excited for this, because we've said this from the start of our friendship, that like we always end up coming to the same result or the same conclusion. And sometimes we don't, and that's okay too. But usually we do. And a lot of the times on that way there, we have different ways of phrasing things. And sometimes it resonates with one another, sometimes it doesn't. But I think it's so important to be able to have another perspective in any situation, because I'm someone that needs that. And that's why I was really wanting to talk about this, because I've already mentioned it once, but Bob Proctor, if you don't know him, you should look him up. He's a sweet old man, but also like amazing.
Did you read one of his books or something recently?
I sure did. I didn't finish it yet, but yeah. So he is big on the teaching of the book Think and Grow Rich.
Okay. Yep. That's where
nearly everyone has heard of that. So Think and Grow Rich is the idea of using the law of attraction to gain any type of success. But a lot of times, you know, we focus on business ventures, monetary success. And again, we didn't come here to suffer. We came here to live in abundance. It's godly, it's biblical, it's all of those things. So that's why, you know, and I hear what you're saying, like definitely don't go at it from an egocentric point of view. But yeah, fucking manifest whatever the hell you want.
Exactly.
Material or not. So with Bob Proctor's take, his story is that he was in his early 20s and there was a time in his life where he was making, I think, like $4,000 a year. Like four per year. And like, granted, this was probably
70s, 80s.
Before that, I think, because he's got to be in his 60s, 70s now. So this was...
Well, my dad's in his 60s and he was born in 56. So probably like 70s.
Yeah. I still think it was maybe like born like the 50s. Bob Proctor's pretty aged.
Oh, he's 87.
Much respect.
Okay. So he was born in 1934. So yeah, probably like the late 50s, mid 60s.
That's, kind of. Yeah. So with that, he was really unhappy, had no money to his name, didn't know anybody he could even ask for money. He had already pissed off everybody that he had already asked for money for. And he happened upon this man who gave him the book, Think and Grow Rich, and told him, if you read this book every day, you will reprogram your mind and change your life, and you can make whatever amount of money you want. And he had him write down a goal card. So this is where the different verbiage comes in. You say intention equals goal.
For sure.
So with this goal in mind, you can make it as simple, like you said, or as wild as you could imagine. In my opinion, the wilder the better, because when you actually get those, it's like way more fun. But sometimes you have to do those little baby manifestations on the way to the big one. So I totally am in support of that. So you have this goal. He's telling him, read this book every single day. And the reason why he's telling him to read this book every single day isn't because there's like this magic power in this book. It's because of the repetition. So this is where it comes in, where I've said a lot about this conscious, subconscious stuff. So when we break it down, you can even watch videos of him explaining this and like giving a literal drawing of the breakdown of the mind, which is just our focus. So we've got our conscious brain, and what's attached to the conscious brain, it's those five senses. So we've talked about who we surround ourselves with, what we're seeing, what we're eating, what we're watching, what we're listening to, what we're saying. We have to monitor our speech. All of those things are so important, because whatever comes into your conscious seeps itself into your subconscious. Now, we have a lot of things built up in our subconscious brain through a variety of reasons, whether it's all the things that we see on TV, our culture, our parenting, religion, it doesn't matter. We've got all those shits in there. So when we become aware of what's coming into us, that's how we are able to change that subconscious portion of our brain, which is the action portion of this. So you have to be able to align with those goals, with those intentions. But how do you do that? You reprogram your brain.
Totally.
You start to believe it. You start to feel it. You start to see it. And when you do that, that's when you get those real results. So if your goal is to make $1 million, but all you're doing is maybe just like watching a YouTube video once a month about making $1 million,
yep,
you're probably not going to make $1 million exactly that year. But if every single day you absorb content of successful people, you find ways that you can be monetarily lucrative. Maybe you start budgeting. Maybe you monitor your spending. Maybe you do whatever it is to get you there. You're probably going to make $1 million. It just takes that consistency and that repetition to be able to reprogram that subconscious brain.
Yeah, totally. I love this episode so far because you're totally right. We're saying the exact same thing, but some people are going to hear that better and some people are going to hear the woo-woo version mm-hmm. better.
And I'm somebody that started with what you're saying, loved it, attached to it, but I wasn't getting back there into that subconscious brain. Mm-hmm. So I could do all the tarot spreads I wanted, make all the spell jars I wanted to, but at the end of the day, my belief wasn't right. So that's where you get into these people that have these million-dollar ideas. I mean, there are brilliant people out there with awesome ideas for a product, for a community, for whatever, but they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe that they can do it because their subconscious is filled with things like, I can't, or my family has done this thus far, so there's no way I could achieve this. Or it's your subconscious, right? So it's like breathing. It's stuff that you don't even think about that's just in there, and it's affecting your results, which is your manifestations.
And dare I bring up how the social engineers want us all to feel like victims?
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, the social engineers know that we can do this.
Exactly.
This is what they're
doing.
That's
why they don't want us to do it. That's why they keep our food fucking shitty. That's why they keep our music at low vibrational levels. Because if we are constantly being overloaded in our conscious and subconscious with stimuli that is jamming our ability to manifest, then we probably won't do it. Mm-hmm. But if enough of us overcome this and eat healthier, turn off the TV sometimes, focus more on these intentions, these goals, these manifestations, then we can literally fucking change the world. Mm-hmm. I hate the idea that, like, obviously you as an individual, whether it's you or me or the listener, you aren't gonna just like walk outside and change the fucking world. But if you change yourself, you will inspire a lot of people mm-hmm. to change themselves. And together, we can change the world.
It's that infinite ripple effect. And that's why getting, you know, you hear the phrase too a lot. I think more so probably in like the church community, but like reaching out to the hearts of people. It's because your heart is your subconscious. What is the subconscious? So it's that universal intelligence, super consciousness, but really it's your heart. And whatever idea, thing, whatever goal is in your heart, that's what you're going to manifest. So again, you might want $1 million, but if you don't believe in your heart that you can actually attain that $1 million, you're not going to get it. And the Bible even touches on the law of attraction. And I really wanted to quote Ooh. This verse is where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So it's again saying whatever is inside of your heart, that's what you will manifest. So in your heart, you want the goats. You want this, you know, this life that you're envisioning. But if those were just mere thoughts, like, yeah, goats are cool, that'd be cool to have those, you probably wouldn't get goats.
Exactly.
But you want this life. You feel it. You literally need it at this point because it's become a part of you. And it's because you have reprogrammed your subconscious to tell yourself that you can do this, you can attain this, and so you will. Where your heart is, there, you know, your, or vice versa, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. But in order to change, like I said, change your subconscious, you do have to become aware of what you're allowing in. So I won't spend too much time on unpacking that because we kind of already did that a little bit. But one thing that I did want to mention, you said something about vibrations mm-hmm. and raising your vibrations to be able to meet this energy level to manifest your goals. How do you raise your vibrations? You reprogram your dang mind. When you reprogram your subconscious, your vibes change, and then you can match the vibration of whatever life that you are trying to attain. So it's really important that you do that because, like I said, your subconscious is your heart and is your emotions. And I said it earlier, you have to attach that feeling. You have to feel as if, live as if. The only way you're going to do that is by changing your heart. And you can do that spiritually. You can do that literally. You can do that in so many different ways.
This conversation also reminds me of college, I did a research project on meditation. And one of the things I learned was there's a research institution called HeartMath who did research on your heart and the energetic field that your heart produces. So just like our brain has brain waves, our heart produces an energetic field that extends like 5 feet out from our body.
Yeah.
So like literally reprogramming your heart and your mind will reprogram those brain waves and heart waves.
Exactly.
And it will affect your surrounding solutions. And that's for the like literal people out there who want to understand like, well, how you can't just think something and then it changes. Well, you can, because it's not just like magic. It's the energy that you put out is now aligned with the energy you want to receive.
Mm-hmm. And it takes that dedication and discipline to be able to do that. If you watch any Bob Proctor video, especially if he's being like interviewed, which a lot of them are these days, he doesn't do as many like go out on tour type of things. But he says, watch this video every day for a year. I guarantee that I'll change your life. And the reason is because slowly it starts to seep in. And I will say, I kind of fell off the bandwagon with this, but I watched his video every day for like 2 months.
Nice.
And I found myself saying Bob Proctor verbiage. And I'm like, who am I right now? So, I mean, and I'm not saying you have to do Bob Proctor. Do whatever you want to do. Read a spell workbook. Like, I literally don't give a shit what it is, but do it every single day, please, because that is how you are going to be able to get that change in your heart and in your mind that you will need in order to create those manifestations. And one other thing that I just want to say is one thing that I hear a lot. I'm going to just say Bob Proctor over and over again because I think I would just die on that hill that he's one of the best teachers ever. He's been in the industry probably the longest out of most people out there. And he's been able to really hone in on this idea and make it to where you can deliver it to anyone and anyone can do this. But energy is forever moving into form. And again, what is that movement? Movement is prayer. That's why to have a relationship with God, it's important. You know, you hear, talk to him. Talk to him like he's your best friend. That's just praying. But what do you need to do to be a good witch? Spell work.
Exactly. and spells, spelling, mm-hmm. It's your words. It's your
exactly
intention.
Yep.
Totally. I love all of this. And before we close out, I have to make it a little more crazy.
Yeah.
And another thing to consider when you're thinking of manifestation, which kind of leads us into next week's episode of the multiverse, is the idea of quantum physics and timelines. Because not only I'm not sure what I fucking believe or know or whatever. I'm not exactly sure what the nature of it is. What I do know is you can manifest your future that you want.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also this idea that there are infinite versions of your life, and all of them are possible. All of them exist. It's just whatever one you're on right now. So if you feel that you're on a timeline that you don't want to be on, it is allegedly possible to hop to a different timeline and exist in a new reality. And this is kind of, it's all over TikTok too, where people are claiming to be timeline jumpers, and they teach you how to jump to a new timeline, which is essentially manifestation magic and spell work and intention. It's all the same thing we've been talking about. But the only difference is they genuinely believe they're on a new timeline. And this can also even incorporate the Mandela effect, because there are people that believe if you do this too frequently, you can jump to timelines that are more different than you intended to be on, and shit will start changing. Like fucking We Are the Champions doesn't end with of the world, like
or Febreze,
or Febreze. But that's just something interesting to keep in mind that I wanted to make sure I said in this episode, because it's all over TikTok where like, oh, people don't believe that I can actually help you jump timelines. And it's like, I mean, you're just you're just focusing on your intention. I literally found one girl who's like, yeah, I was jumping timelines in the shower. And then she described a manifestation like spell where you use the shower and the water and the energy of the water. And like you stand in the water and you imagine yourself in your current future, and then you step out of the water, imagine yourself in your new future, and then you step back in the water and you're in your new future. And which sounds like a great, interesting spell. Like, I might try it, but it's still the same thing. It's mm-hmm. still the same thing. So whatever you want to call it, we'll talk about multiverse in the next week's episode, but I just wanted to throw that in there too, because if that works for you, then great. Got it. It still incorporates every single principle we just talked about, mm-hmm. but it just uses the mindset of you are literally changing universes when you hop over to that new dimension.
Which, so, like, metaphorically, I mean,
kinda, maybe literally. I don't know.
I don't know. I will say one other thing. I don't put a whole lot of stake in TikTok.
No.
Because TikTok. I mostly just watch people scaring people because I like it. But the one manifestation song, I will say, once it was in my brain, I did find $100 in my backpack.
Are you talking ching, ching, ching,
ching, ching, ching goes the money tree? And every time it ching, money comes to me. It all flows in so abundantly from the top, left, right, and in front of me. Wave, 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 I'm a money wave. Money flow, money flow, money made. Flowing in and out, plus some to say.
That all debt is paid. Totally.
Repeat that if you need it.
But I genuinely believe that that kind of stuff in conjunction with the practical shit can really help you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm on our Awake Not Woke Etsy, not to promo us, but I sell like witchcraft supplies and just a small amount of stuff that I've made myself. And one of those things I sell is a green salt. Mm-hmm. And I dyed it green with herbs that energetically align with abundance and bringing in money. And I firmly believe, like, I think I originally made it for, I was applying for a new position in my job, and I literally like threw some salt in the room I was interviewing in, because it helps align the energy and the intention with the desired outcome. So you're going in for a job interview, you really want to make sure that all aspects are working in your favor. You could energetically cleanse the room you're going to do the energy work or the interview in, and that could possibly help you align with your future. Does that mean you're going to guaranteed for sure get that job? No, absolutely not, because there still is a lot more steps involved. But those are the kind of things that I personally enjoy doing, because it helps align every part of me to that goal. Mm-hmm. I still do my research before going into a job interview. I still make sure I'm dressed nice. I've still make sure I know a lot about that company, all the normal things you would do going into that job interview. But also I will make sure that energetically on a spiritual level, I'm aligned with that possibility as well. That's why a lot of spells involving money involve like physical money. Like, you can take a $100 bill and like rip it up and put it in a spell jar, and that can help you manifest money, because that is the energy that you're trying to attract. Mm-hmm. So it's all the same thing.
Yep.
It's all just
conscious, subconscious equals literal and spiritual.
It's for sure
the same.
And I really do think you need both. And I think
you have to, because you're made of both. That's why you have to. It's not an opinion.
It's not an opinion, but I do think it's possible. Like, you could be manifesting on just the literal side, and that might be leaning more towards that ego side. And if you're being a little too literal about things and you're forgetting about all the like spiritual and karmic aspects of this process, you might end up having some catches, or you might end up manifesting a bunch of material money and you're still unhappy because you're forgetting that half. But then I think vice versa, if you are too far on the energetic woo-woo side and you're not putting any like real literal goals into this, you could manifest a really shitty life on accident, because you're like, oh, I want to learn all the lessons. And then your life's just really fucking hard, mm-hmm. because God's like, okay, fine, here you go. You didn't tell me you wanted a nice house and some money. You just said you wanted to learn lessons. Like,
I think the belief is so important to both of those things that you just said, because I could manifest a lot of money, and maybe I'm not focusing on that higher third perspective or God, but I still believe that I can do it. And that belief, that's the power that I'm talking about. That
for sure.
Where you get that belief is from that power source, which is God. So even if you're not, you know, thinking about God every day when you're manifesting $1 million, if you believe you can do it, you're still going to do it. And yeah, maybe you will have catches, maybe you won't, but ultimately you have to have both because
yes.
And even if you think you're not a spiritual being, you are.
You are. That was so sweet. Your face.
You really are.
You are. We are, though. So, yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody is listening to this podcast and they're like, I'm not. I'm the one exception to all this bullshit.
I'm not.
Anyway, I think that's it. You got anything else you want to say?
Nah.
Okay. Well, we'll see you next week in the multiverse.
See ya.
Bye. Just what?